Hello, hello, and welcome to the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute podcast. The GCLI has developed the pedagogy of leadership, which combines brain science, leadership studies, cultural competency, and developmental psychology. Its mission is to teach teachers to teach leadership to students. This is your go-to podcast for discussions, tips, and stories for leadership and leadership education. And I am your host, Catherine Birdie, but please call me Birdie. Our world is in dire need of people just like you, people who are committed to building communities of leaders, young and old. So let's get busy leading the next generation of leaders, and thank you for joining us. Hello, 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 GCLI. Birdie here, coming to you solo for a few minutes. I want to share a brief personal story about how the GCLI has added value to my career and, I guess, more importantly, to my life, and remind you of the GCLI programming that is offered this year. So in the early 2010s, I eagerly assumed the role as director of a student leadership program at a local high school. It was a new center, and I was newly back at the school after taking some time off to take care of my young children. Needless to say, I was so pumped to work with the students in an unconventional, outside of the classroom manner. But I really didn't have a whole lot to go on. The center was new, and there were tons and tons of emotions and hopes riding on its success, both for me personally and for the school. I was asking myself how I could create something that was innovative, exciting, in keeping with the school's very powerful mission, and also allow students to see leadership beyond titles or elected student leadership positions. I wanted to create something where students could also throw their own individual understanding of the world, our community, and themselves into X. Swirl it around, toss it around, process it a bit, and out pops why. But again, I didn't know really what I was doing. I didn't know if my ideas were possible, let alone if it was the best way to teach leadership. Nevertheless, I persevered and I got a little traction. I was pretty proud of myself, but I really didn't know if it was going in the right direction or not. So in 2014, my head of school put a flyer in my mailbox. I looked up the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute online and thought it would be a great place to validate what I was doing and maybe get a few little pointers. So I enrolled. And I'm kind of laughing because what I got was so entirely different and so much more valuable than that pat on the back that I was really looking for. It was better than anything I could have ever imagined. Day by day at the lab, the curriculum layered ideas and models upon real case studies and really cool, cutting edge, research validated information that taught me even more about how students learned. Those ideas also really just helped me too as an adult learner and as a parent and as a friend. Also, my leadership lab group was able to put my program under a proverbial microscope. They never judged. They asked tons and tons of great questions that opened me up to even more ideas and possibilities. And they really held space for me to be truly vulnerable about my insecurities in leading this program, and then also come up with a ton of if-then possibilities. Certainly, I hope that I did the same for them, but bar none, it was the most productive and mutually respectful professional development opportunity that I have ever been fortunate enough to have. And now, as the years have come and gone, and I've become even more involved with the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute, I've watched the GCLI collect and analyze heaps and heaps of feedback. Some of that curriculum has shifted a bit according to the, the feedback, and then also according to the times. And I really love the responsive nature of the GCLI. But, and I guess this is really my point, the foundational belief of the GCLI remains exactly the same. And to me, it is just one of the most powerful ideas and humbling ideas that as teachers, we need to be aware of. And that is that all students are leaders, and that teachers are the most powerful conduits for students seeing themselves both leading and as leaders. It is such an awesome and humbling responsibility to carry. And when done well, I can say that it is the most rewarding job on the planet. I'm sure many of you know what I'm talking about and can relate and hopefully agree. So when I got back to my school with tools and models, I also came back with a huge network of teachers and administrators to support or poke holes into my ideas, not just for a few months. It wasn't a fleeting moment, but it was a full year with my extension group and then some. The resources on the website have been valuable to me over the years, as well as the conversations and musings on the blog and podcast. But there's more, and that's what I will close with. So first, if you've been to the Leadership Lab, that's kind of the first and cornerstone of the GCLI, but please encourage colleagues to attend. I think it's a game changer for teachers, students, and for school culture. The 2024 lab marks the 20th anniversary of the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute. There are a few spaces left at this time, and we'd truly love to see some new faces there. Next, we know that it is very hard and impossible, really, to send an entire faculty to the Leadership Lab. So we are now able to come to you and are proud to offer the Gardner Carney Leadership Institute certification program, whereby your entire faculty can experience and learn the pedagogy of leadership together. We come to you several times throughout the course of a school year, and you can see on the website that the feedback has been really good. And then also based on feedback and need, we're proud to offer a virtual program. You can check out the website for more on this, but it's a great way for GCLI alumni to attend for a refresher. And if you're just curious to learn a little bit more about the pedagogy of leadership, it's a great place for new teachers or administrators to dip their toes into the GCLI waters. So those are the three big programs that we offer: the lab, the certification program, and the virtual program. And then I'll close with an idea that is I think a central tenet in leadership education circles, not just with the GCLI, but those who truly aspire to make a difference in the world. And that is that we are all leadership educators. Every one of us, regardless of position or profession, and whether or not we even choose to lean into that idea or not, everyone has an influence on someone, and that's positive, negative, neutral, but everyone can influence someone and does: students, adults, friends, family. We all have the power to help people be the best versions of themselves, and in doing so, I believe we truly can influence our world. Though I am absolutely far from perfect, the GCLI taught me how to truly see, listen, and foster belonging. And that, my friends, is where my own personal pedagogy of leadership begins, which will be continued in future episodes. But please do me a favor and share the episode, share the website, share the programming, the Leadership Lab, the certification program, and the virtual program with a colleague or an administrator. We would absolutely, genuinely love to have you and your school in the GCLI family. Until next time, lead on, everybody. Thank y'all for joining us today, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Until then, visit us at gclileadership.org, and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You'll find all of our links at the bottom of our podcast. And until then, lead on.